Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. I'm Lee Robartis with Susan Austin. In the news tonight, Governor Otter, Secretary of State Esursa, and Attorney General Wasden voted to approve police overtime for ExxonMobil megaloads a year ago. Freeze Church pastor and commission candidate McGraw react to alleged hoax postcards. And Commissioner Strosheim talks about U.S. Highway 95 route at election forum. And City Council approves agreement with Idaho Transportation Department for new road entrance along U.S. Highway 95 south of Moscow. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. But first, world headlines from Feature Story News, Free Speech Radio News, and the International News Net. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis with Susan Austin, and this is the KRFP Evening Report.
Idaho's top three elected officials voted unanimously to approve a plan to base state patrol officers to accompany huge loads of oil refinery equipment across northern Idaho a year before public meetings were held to discuss the shipments. The three officials collectively make up the Idaho Board of Examiners, which includes Governor C.L. Butch Otter, Attorney General Lawrence Wasden, and Secretary of State Ben Esursa. The Spokesman Review reports state records show the Board of Examiners approved the overtime plan for patrol officers in June 2009 to escort the 207 megaloads that Imperial Oil, a subsidiary of ExxonMobil Corporation, plans to move through northern Idaho and Montana on U.S. Highway 12. The loads are destined for the Kearl Oil Sands strip mining operation in Alberta, Canada. Esursa told the Spokesman Review the board sometimes makes decisions to pre-approve overtime for the state police and that the request didn't draw special attention from the board, telling the paper, quote, I really don't have a lot of knowledge about it to say much, other than certain projects were pre-approved for overtime for state police, and that's what we did here. Knowing now what happened then, maybe there wouldn't have been more discussion about it, but it wasn't even on our radar screen back then. ConocoPhillips also plans to use Highway 12 to move four coke drums, high-pressure vessels that refineries use to make gasoline and coke, to its operations in Billings, Montana. In March 2010, the Board of Examiners approved a request from the state police for overtime to accompany the ConocoPhillips shipments across Idaho as well. The ConocoPhillips shipments have been blocked by a lawsuit. Second District Judge John Bradbury ruled the Idaho Transportation Department violated its own regulations in issuing the permits. ConocoPhillips appealed the decision. The Idaho State Supreme Court is deciding if the issuance of a state permit will imperil the safety of residents along the highway and also the economy of the region. Idaho Transportation Department spokesperson Jeff Stratton said Idaho does not require hearings or meetings for oversized load permits, but the agency decided to hold meetings on the ExxonMobil plan because of the size and number of loads being proposed. Democratic State Representative Wendy Jackett of Ketchum says she opposes the shipments. Jackett says the discussion should have started sooner, saying, quote, it needed much more transparency and debate. They've known about this for a long time, and the fact that they haven't talked about it is troublesome.
Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation President David Allen urged elk hunters not to participate in vigilante hunts of endangered wolves after Idaho Governor C.L. Butch Otter ordered Idaho Fish and Game officers to relinquish their duties to arrest wolf poachers or investigate illegal wolf kills in the state. Allen said participating in illegal wolf killings may undermine efforts to remove wolves from the endangered species list in the northern Rockies. There are an estimated 1,600 wolves in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
Washington voters face a number of initiatives and resolutions in the upcoming election. A number of debaters discussed the four of the issues at the Pullman League of Women Voters Forum Tuesday night in Colfax. The issues discussed were Initiative 1107, a repeal of the recent tax on candy, carbonated beverages, and bottled water, engrossed substitute House Joint Resolution 4220, allowing judges to deny bail to suspects charged with a crime punishable by life in prison, including murder and felony assault with a weapon, Referendum 52, authorizing bonds supporting energy-efficient school projects, and Senate Joint Resolution 8225, amending the state constitution by changing how the state's debt limits is calculated. A recording of the debate is available at www.whitco.lib.wa.us, which is the Whitman County Library website.
Latah County Sheriff's officials have received 40 postcards referring to the District 6 Idaho Senate race candidate, Gresham Bauma. The Sheriff's Department asks anyone with information on who sent the card to call them at 882-2216. That number again, 882-2216. The postcards, which claim to be from a group called Friends of Bauma, have been repudiated as a hoax by Bauma, and the Democratic and Republican parties of Latah County have condemned the mass mailings as a hoax as well. Among other things, the cards say voting for Bauma and County Commission candidate Dave McGraw is not enough, adding, quote, reject your blasphemous Mormon temples and heretic Catholic Pope and all other false churches as minions of Satan, no different from Obama and his unholy mosques. You must join us as true believers or be struck down like Paula Gideous and Gary Schroeder and Barrett Schroeder and their devil schools, unquote. The postcards go on to invite people to join the congregation at the Freeze Church near Potlatch, where Bauma is a congregant. At a county commission candidates forum on KRFP Monday night, Republican candidate Dave McGraw condemned the mailing.
Here, I'd like to mention a lot of people got postcards throughout the county over the weekend attaching me to something to do with the Freeze Church up north of Potlatch and saying some pretty rude and derogatory things, and I think that's very sad that that happened. I'm very disappointed it happened, and it's really unfortunate the Latah County Sheriff's involved, the district attorneys are all involved, and everybody's trying to figure out who sent it out and get to the bottom of who sent that. But anyway, I really hope that this campaign doesn't focus around a silly postcard that got sent out, and hopefully this campaign can get back to the issues, and I'm sure Jerry and Robin would agree with me on that point.
That was Latah County Commission candidate Dave McGraw speaking on KRFP on Monday night.
The pastor of the Freeze Church near Potlatch said yesterday that he is deeply troubled over recent political attempts to use his ministry against church member and Idaho Senate candidate Gresham Bauma. Pastor Lloyd Nurse said, quote, I am absolutely brokenhearted that anything I have ever said could be used against Gresham Bauma. That bothers me far more than I could ever tell you. It devastates me, end quote. Nur, who describes his church as, quote, just a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, said attempts to smear Bauma for being part of the congregation started more than a month ago. He said the latest salvo initially left him at a loss for words. Nur issued the following statement, saying in part, quote, it has become necessary to address the recent twisting of my sermon notes to malign our teachings in an effort to discredit Idaho Senate candidate Gresham Bauma in the upcoming elections. It is distressing to see my words used against a man whom I greatly admire. As a Bible-believing Christian, I disagree with the doctrines of other religions that contradict Scripture, but at the same time, I still love those who hold to other doctrines. I apologize for the offense my words may have caused some of our new neighbors in the community. The people who cherry-picked through my sermons to find something to use as a tool of personal destruction willfully ignore the many, many words affirming our love for our fellow man, no matter his religion or political affiliations. I did say in one of my sermons that God hates what America has become. I reaffirm my belief that he does indeed hate precisely this sort of disregard for truth and charity that causes some to defame the character of fellow citizens and libel men who desire to serve their community. End quote. Nur has also publicly criticized the Moscow Pullman Daily News columnist Vera White for fueling the smear campaign, saying, quote, Vera White continues to pile it on. Basically, she's trying to divide the conservative people in Latah County. Anything she can find to make divisive or make hate with, she used it just in an ugly manner, end quote. White denounced the postcards and said she would, quote, lead the charge if she could to find the person or persons responsible. But she stood by her columns, saying, quote, I certainly stand by what I have written about the good pastor and Freeze Church. It's hard to take someone out of context when you're reading right from his website and the postings of his sermons, end quote. Whether mailing of the postcards violated any laws remains part of the investigation. Officials confirmed the offices of the Idaho Secretary of State and Attorney General have been notified, as has the Postal Service. Possible violations of campaign finance laws, First Amendment issues, and slander have been mentioned.
During KRFP's second call-in candidates forum last night, only County Commissioner Tom Stroshine was in the studio. The other District 2 Commission candidate, Republican Bill Gosling, had initially agreed to come on the show, but had called the station after the forum schedule had been set and said he had forgotten about a campaign fundraiser last night. One caller asked Stroshine what he considered smart and healthy economic growth for Latah County.
You need to create new dollars. You can't just wear out the ones you've got. And I think that's the issue that we get confused at times, is what retail does and what real basic job creation in that is, because you have to have people to have successful retail outlets. And so I look that I, in my former profession, I was in agriculture. And I raised lambs, and every new lamb was new money in the economy. We're fortunate that we have such a big ag base here, but we really need to look at our small communities and that small business venture to really grow this area. The corporate structure is not working in other areas when they come in, and they don't have a living wage usually. A combination maybe, but I really want to grow and develop in our rural communities to keep our lifestyle, and that have the small businesses that usually start in a garage work with our University of Idaho in both all the different research areas, and I think we can keep Latah County really the great place it is to live, and still, as the economy picks up and that, really start to look for tech jobs and just what we're doing out in Potlatch right now with developing the old mill site and that for small businesses and light industry and kind of homegrown businesses.
During the forum, Stroshine was asked if he felt it was too late for Latah County commissioners to influence the choice of the route for U.S. 95 south of Moscow, and if so, how would he influence that decision?
We understand that's being held up back in Washington, D.C., and that's too bad, you know, that we had all those meetings, we had our input, and we needed to get that road built. We sit here now and with the accident rate on it and that, but I haven't much hope as far as they're going to come back to us. They tell us that the decision's going to be made back in Washington, and hopefully the funding that we do have, I understand it's a little over $20 million that they did have, and they tell us they've kept it there. But costs have almost doubled, I think, since we originally looked at this route.
That was Democratic Latah County Commissioner Tom Stroshine appearing on KRFP last night. His opponent for the District 2 seat is Republican Bill Gosling. KRFP's call-in legislative candidate forum series begins tonight at 6:30 p.m. when we'll have District 6 House candidates Tom Trail and Judy Brown in the studios. The race between the incumbent Republican Trail against Democrat Judy Brown is a repeat of the race 2 years ago won by Trail. Listeners who want to ask questions of the candidates live on the air can call 892-9200 tonight between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m.
Westboro Baptist Church, a radical anti-homosexual and anti-Semitic religious group based in Topeka, Kansas, is planning to picket several sites in Spokane on Thursday. Counter-protests and community events are being planned to divert attention from the Westboro Baptist Church pickets. The Westboro Baptist Church has gained national attention by shouting offensive remarks and carrying insulting signs at funerals for victims of violent homophobia and U.S. military war casualties. The Westboro Baptist Church plans to picket tomorrow at Gonzaga University, Moody Bible College, Whitworth University, Ferris High School, and Eastern Washington University, and could be picketing the Jewish synagogue, Havrut HaMashiach, that evening. Gonzaga University student president Patrick Presley and other student leaders have organized a meeting at 8 p.m. tonight at the Crosby Center to decide how to counter the Westboro protest plans. Gonzaga students and employees are encouraged to attend a sit-in for justice at 11 a.m. on Thursday at the St. Ignatius statue on campus. There will be civil rights speeches starting at 11:30 at the statue during the Gathering for Justice at 11:30, followed by Mass at 12:20 at the College Hall Chapel. The Peace and Justice Action League is planning a direct counter-protest of as many as 1,300 people near the pickets. Whitworth College is holding a prayer vigil tonight at the Sealing Mud Chapel. There will be another prayer vigil, gospel choir, and communion on Thursday at 11 a.m., followed by a love run in the Pine Bowl to raise money for the YMCA and YWCA. President Beck Taylor will be in attendance. Eastern Washington University has designated the outdoor basketball courts behind Pierce and Dressel Halls as the front of the parking lot to Ruse Field as counter-protest sites. Both are across the street from where Westboro pickets will be on city sidewalks on Washington Street. Synagogue Havrut HaMashiach rabbis have requested that there be no counter-protest at the synagogue in the interest of not giving any more publicity to the picketers. Instead, there will be a community meeting inside the synagogue. Many different groups are making plans to attend, including the Peace and Justice Action League, Outspoken, and the Hell's Angels.
At Monday night's Moscow City Council meeting, the council voted to approve a cooperative agreement between the city and the Idaho Transportation Department for intersection improvements at U.S. 95 at the entrance to the Chinese Village parking lot and Fountain Industrial Park. The new part of Nelson Avenue will be part of the street system, which will serve the Southeast Moscow Industrial Park, which is now in the planning stages. City Public Works Director Les McDonald explained.
The Nelson Avenue component of that as it exists today is this section of developed street and right-of-way coming over to about this point. And with the intent, as shown in the exhibit that you saw earlier today, that there would be, in time, a future extension and full development of that section of Nelson all the way out to U.S. 95. And in working towards that, something that we have been working on is the actual intersection itself. And this blows up that area. And really what we're talking about is the intersection right here, of what is currently alley and some private drive access, and formulating this back into a full street intersection. That work is underway right now. They are out there. They started last week on the construction, so it's well along in the process, and potentially would see paving even possibly late this week or early next week.
Moscow Public Works Director Les McDonald. McDonald said the work will be paid for with a combination of street and sewer department funds from the city and Idaho Transportation Department funds.
15 Moscow high school students have just returned from La Gloria, Mexico, where they spent a week to help several thousand baby sea turtles make it to the ocean. Under natural conditions, only 2% of baby sea turtles survived the trip to the ocean. Moscow high school students worked with researchers from the University of Guadalajara with local Mexican high school students to collect freshly laid sea turtle eggs, place them in a safe place for incubation, and then transport new hatchlings to the ocean. Researchers and the family that owns the beach land had been collecting turtle eggs long before the Moscow high school students arrived earlier this month, and since the eggs take more than a month to incubate, the students got to interact with both new eggs and new hatchlings. The students were told that their week of work saved the resident biologist about 2 months' worth of effort. Seniors Haley Lewis, Nicholas Dumrose, and Tila Barkley have gone on the turtle trip 2 years in a row and said they were glad to be able to make a difference in the sustainability of an endangered species.
Human remains uncovered at the 10-mile bridge south of Asotin will stay in storage until the project is finished. Lewiston radio station KOZE reported bone fragments, arrowheads, and stone tools have been uncovered in 4 separate occasions since the end of September. No intact graves were disturbed. The remains are thought to have been initially disturbed during the road's construction in the 1950s before the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act was established. The Lewiston Tribune reports the remains are believed to be Nez Perce. The area surrounding the bridge site was used as a Nez Perce burial site more than 200 years ago. Nez Perce Tribal Vice Chair Brooklyn Baptiste said, "We need to get them back into the ground as soon as possible. We want to make sure there are no future disturbances." Washington State physical anthropologist Guy Tesa is required to examine the remains before releasing them to the tribe for reburial. The Nez Perce tribe is working with the project managers to prevent further disturbances to the burial sites.
A memorial service for Gritman Medical Center CEO Jeff Martin will be held at 10 a.m. Sunday at UI Kibbe Dome. Martin was killed in an auto accident late Sunday night. Martin served as president and CEO of Gritman Medical Center since 1999 and recently served as the 2009 chairman of the Idaho Hospital Association Board of Directors. Martin was also a former president of the Moscow Chamber of Commerce and served on the Inland Northwest Blood Center Board. He was the 2008 recipient of the Moscow Community Service Award, was named the 2008 Business Leader of the Year by the Lewiston Tribune, and was the 2008 Idaho Grassroots Champion by the American Hospital Association. In October 2009, Martin received the QHR Excellence in Leadership Award, naming him CEO of the Year. QHR is the nation's largest hospital management company and one of the leading healthcare consulting firms in the United States. Jeff is survived by his wife, Becky, their 3 children, and family in Texas and Georgia.
Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather, clear skies tonight and tomorrow, low 40, high 66. Partly cloudy Thursday night and Friday, low 40, high 58. And then a 20% chance of rain Friday night, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 40. 30% chance of shower Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 55. Rain likely Saturday night and 100% chance of rain Sunday. Currently fair skies, 60 degrees in Moscow. Coming up, Building Bridges, our weekly labor report, followed by a special broadcast live in the studios, a call-in candidates forum for the candidates for Idaho House Seat 6A. Tom Trail and Judy Brown will be in the KRFP studios. Stand by for that. This is KRFP Moscow. I'm Lee Robertus with Susan Austin. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night.